Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. The Dean of the School of Public Health at the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis suggests that to combat the violent attitudes and actions that seem so prevalent in the U.S. today, we have to focus on creating a culture of abundance and not one of scarcity. This week on Morning Prayer, we're looking at some valuable insights the Bible has about how to do that. Let's take a look at the Old Testament prophet Elijah. Good sure seemed to be scarce in Elijah's life. He was on the run from an army out to kill him, and it didn't look to him as if he had anyone to help him. But while he was hiding, angels, symbolic of good thoughts from God, sustained him, providing food and water. But there was more, too. Despite the despair he felt because of all the evil around him, he came to realize that there was no real power in it. Instead, God and the good we associate with God were the real power, a power he could rely on to provide all the good he needed. And that proved to be the case. The army never found him to kill him, and he found out that he still had thousands of colleagues. He discovered that abundant good was indeed his. All he had to do was give up thinking that evil was unstoppable. May people today experience such a change of thought as well, abandon despair, and work with like-minded colleagues to prove that good isn't scarce, but is instead abundant, able to provide everyone with more than enough. Amen.